Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. This is 3:00 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. If you only have 3 minutes today, here is what matters. China just vetoed a $2 billion Meta deal. Samsung SDI is closing in on a huge battery contract with Amazon. And Malaysia is quietly becoming the data center of Southeast Asia. Let's start with the big one. China has formally blocked Meta's $2 billion acquisition of Manus, the Singapore-based AI agent startup with deep Chinese roots. This deal was signed back in December. Manus had already started winding down its mainland operations. Employees had moved over to Meta's AI team. Even the backers, Tencent and Hongshan, had already been paid out. And then on Monday, Beijing's National Development and Reform Commission said no. Unwind it. The two co-founders have been barred from leaving China. Here's why it matters. This is the clearest signal yet that Beijing now treats homegrown AI talent and intellectual property as strategic assets, not freely tradable. Founders across the region who built Clever Singapore or Hong Kong holding structures specifically to attract US capital. The rule book just changed under them. If you're a multinational shopping for Asian AI assets right now, expect longer reviews, expect more deals to collapse at the finish line, and expect Beijing to define Chinese enough however it wants to. Okay, story number two takes us to Korea. Samsung SDI is in the final stretch of a battery supply deal with Amazon Web Services worth somewhere between $700 million and $1 billion. According to Korean media reporting yesterday, only pricing is left to settle. The product is battery backup units, uninterruptible power supplies, the kind of equipment that keeps an AI data center running when the grid stutters. Now here's where it gets interesting. AI compute is becoming an energy storage business, not just a chip business. The training and inference workloads that everyone is racing to build are pushing power consumption and load variability to record levels. Korean battery makers have spotted that, and they're positioning themselves as the picks and shovels play of the data center boom. If you watched SK Hynix post 72% operating margins on memory last week and thought that's the Korean AI story, this deal is the next chapter. And Chinese rivals like KATL and BYD are building US local capacity precisely to fight for these same hyperscaler contracts. And our third story today is about geography. Malaysia has emerged as the data center safe haven of Asia. RHB Investment Bank put out research yesterday showing that Malaysia is benefiting from a structural rebalancing of global data center investment. Hyperscalers are pulling workloads out of higher risk regions, particularly the Middle East, and Malaysia is catching them. The country has more than 6 gigawatts of capacity in the pipeline. That's the largest in Southeast Asia. Microsoft, AWS and Google are all building cloud regions there, and Johor is being positioned as the AI-intensive hub. Here's the take for buyers. The map of where AI gets trained is being redrawn faster than most enterprise procurement teams realize. Workloads that would have gone to Saudi Arabia or the UAE 18 months ago are now landing in Johor. For Asia-Pacific buyers, that means lower latency to Singapore-anchored apps and a more diversified vendor footprint. Watch Thailand and Vietnam too. Both are accelerating sovereign AI plays specifically to absorb the spillover. And now, the AI in Asia view. Today's three stories tell a single story about borders. China's veto of the Meta-Manus deal makes explicit what's been implicit for 2 years now. AI talent and intellectual property are treaty-grade strategic assets. They cannot move freely across borders anymore. And while that's happening, infrastructure dollars are racing to wherever the borders feel safest. Korean battery makers selling the picks, Malaysian data centers hosting the workloads. The implication for Asian enterprises is clear. Design redundancy into your AI stack now. Assume that the chip you depend on, the model you fine-tune, and the data center you train in could each become geopolitically contested within 12 months. The AI economy is regionalizing, not globalizing. The winners will be those who make peace with that and build for it. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. 3 stories down. Now go own the day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Wednesday.